The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Well, welcome. Welcome back in 2020. This actually is my first show for the year, doing it semi-live. but happy new year to everybody. I hope you all had a very joyous, healthy, wonderful, energetic new year. And we're going to be talking about that today on the Stop Stopping Yourself show. Yes, I'm your host, Vincent Jenna. And I just got back from a very exciting cruise. It was Spirit at Sea, led by Temple Hayes and her partner, Ari Boris, from Spirit at Sea Travel. And it was a combined science of mind and unity. It was a new thought cruise. And let me tell you something about that. All right. We did everything. We walked on water and everything on this cruise. Literally, we were on water. But in doing something like that, where first you put your body and your mind in a very relaxed, comfortable setting where you're open, where you're tuning in and connecting with other people who have the same like ideas, especially the group that we were a part of, it speaks to a different experience. Adding now new spiritual understandings and learning and listening to the wonderful talks and speakers, it was an amazing process. We were completely open and we were absorbing so much more and processing so much more because of the condition that our body and minds were in. Now add the spirit on top of that, and it was the most incredible experience. And we're going to be doing more of those cruises, and I cannot push them enough because of the experience you have. And I'm still flying from it. And one of the things that everybody needs to understand is, why do we do these things? Okay, so, all right, so big deal. We went on the cruise. We were in a great mood. We got all this spiritual boostering. So now what? This is what's now. During the times that you're at your best, during the times that you have more energy and you feel well, that is the most important, some of the most important times to be adding to what I call your spiritual bank, your bank. We have a bank account spiritually. Spirituality doesn't just work when you're applying it, when you need to apply it. Okay, right now I need to have faith, you know, something. Some crisis came up, and now I have some faith, and I will get through this. That's not the only time that spirituality counts. It counts for every aspect of our lives, but it also gets put away and accumulated. Okay, the energy behind the work that you do accumulates. So what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is, when you do enough work and you are building up this accumulation of spiritual energy and you're packing it away to be used, when a crisis comes up, number one, the crisis may not be as bad because your spiritual bank will help you compensate for it. For example, I again will use myself. In 2017, I had a heart attack. I have a physical body. I wasn't necessarily paying attention to the cholesterol level. And I wound up on the emotional level of an event that happened that scared me. So I wound up having a heart attack, and I had a 99% blockage in a very important artery on my heart. It was right off of what's called the Widowmaker artery, usually, and the Widowmaker is the main artery that goes along the top and surface of your heart, and that if you get a block in there, chances are you're not going to make it. That's it. You're going to die. Okay. Well, I apparently was walking around with this 99% blockage for 3 weeks. What saved my life is my spiritual bank. My heart was so strong, it was able to withstand that blockage. And so, therefore, there was absolutely no damage to my heart whatsoever. In fact, even immediately during and after the heart attack, my heart was still pumping out more blood than the average person. They even said that, and this is before I really was into working out and getting fit, they even said my heart was as fit as almost an athletic heart. So it was up to that level. And I'm telling you, it's because of the work that I have done. I have done so much love work, self-love as well as external love. I've done so much work clearing and healing myself of any of my own blockages. I do the best I can to walk my talk and share love with the world. So it fed my spiritual bank enough that in a moment of that was could have been life-threatening to anybody else was not to me. A matter of fact, the doctors have even told me, don't even think about it as having had a heart attack. You are fine. Okay. We just have to mark it down because you did, and we watch you as if you did. But you don't have to worry about it because your heart is not responding as if it did. So understand that you do these things. Going on this spiritual cruise, a Spirit at Sea cruise, wasn't about just vacationing. Yes, it was. We had such a fabulous time and going on the excursions. We went to the Dominican Republic and saw some wonderful places there. That was in Puerto Plata. We went to Grand Turk Island. We went to Key West. And I know there was another island we went to. We went to four of them, and they were just so much fun. And the group of us would go out on these excursions and go sightseeing and have lunch together. And we actually only used 2 days that we were traveling at sea to do the talks and to gather together in a formal way. And there was four speakers who were absolutely amazing. Oh my gosh, I love them all. I love you all. Taryn, Becky, and Susan, they are spiritual leaders at different centers, Unity Centers, from Omaha to Kansas City to Maryland. And I can't wait to visit them and bring myself, my wife, and my work there. I'm going to that. We're going to be setting that up and back down to St. Petersburg and Temple Hayes's First Unity Campus. Just such an amazing experience. You've got to give yourself a chance to do that. All right. You literally are taking yourself away. This exact. Okay. So here's what I liken it to. The Dalai Lama has been able to achieve so much, and so many monks that walk around like that, right? And one of the ways that they did their practice is up on the, on the Andes and the top of the mountains in their own temples, right? And they were isolated away from civilization in their own places, and they raised their level of spirituality. I totally get it. When you're away from all that negativity, you certainly open up even more so. Well, we don't have any mountains ourselves that we can readily go to, but we can go on vacations and we can go on these retreats. Before I went on the cruise, I was at Kripalu in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and that was an amazing journey there. I did my three-day intensive Stop Stopping Yourself and Become Unstoppable program. Oh my gosh, it was crazy, intense, and wonderful, and joyous, and people had all of these unbelievable insights. And again, when you're doing it with these people and you're sharing in this wisdom, it's just so expansive. It's so expansive. I can't even explain it in words. You actually have to go and experience it. And I'm sure Temple Hayes's radio show is on a couple of hours after mine, and she'll be mentioning something about it as well, I'm sure. So I thank them again. Thank you, Temple, for inviting me. Thank you, Ari Boris, who is also part of the travel agency and partnered with Temple on Spirit at Sea Travel, and just was amazing. And just be on the lookout for me, because I'm arranging to come to Kansas City and the campus, and around the campus at least. I know there's a Unity around the campus, not the Unity on the campus, but it's I'm going to be over there sometime, and we're going to have a great time and do a great workshop together. But I did want to get into the year 2020 and why it is so important to step into this year the right way. That's what I want to do. Next week is going to be about you. You're going to call in and you're going to ask me whatever questions you need spiritual answers on, whether you want me to make a connection with a deceased loved one. And many, many, many people crossed over during the holiday season the past year. Definitely people are wanting to go where there's less stress, and they're going to the other side, that's for sure. And so if you want me to make a connection, I will do that. If you want a little reading on a question that you have, a concern, an issue, I will do that for you. The wonderful insight and intensity has been building like crazy lately, and I've been tapping into so much more than ever before because of it. So that's next week. So just remember that. Anybody can call in. You can write me ahead of time. So if you write me at info, I-N-F-O, at vincentjenna.com, and that's with a G-E-N-N-A, and you write me a question before next week, I will answer it on the air. So for those of you that are shy and don't want to call in, it's kind of your way of chatting in by sending me a question ahead of time, and I will answer it. I have done that before, so please do write or do listen in and call in next week, and bring your friends around and anybody else who has a question. So the year 2020. What is the big deal about it? Okay, yes, it's an election year. We know that right away. It's a leap year. Okay, every 4 years is a leap year. It's a new decade. All right. It's also the beginning of a new 7-year cycle. Our lives go in 7-year cycles. You can use your own life to see that. Go back. Now, your life may not be in coordination with the year 2020 cycle. So look and see how every 7 years go to a major change in your life, and then count either 7 years backwards or 7 years forward to see another major change. So that will happen in sevens. We have 7 spiritual centers, 7 chakras, 7 days of the week, right? So 7 appears in many different ways. So that's why the annual changes occur every 7 years. So if you recall, 7 years ago was the December 21st, 2012 event, which was the end of the Mayan calendar. And everybody thought it was going to be the end of life because the Mayan calendar ended. And they were right. They were correct. It was an end of a consciousness, an old consciousness. And there was a consciousness shift in the new year of 2013. We went to more levels of spiritual understanding. More people were seeking out spiritual centers and new thought concepts and philosophy. So it really began to thrive then. So again, we're now at the beginning of a new 7-year period. And here's what's important about 2020 because of all the aspects. What does 2020 just in general mean? What do we use 2020 for? We use it for vision. If you have 2020 vision, you have clear, perfect sight. That's what they call perfect vision, 2020. Right. Matter of fact, when you're going for glasses and eye exams, they try to bring you as close to the 2020 mark as possible. So 2020 is about clarity and vision. So that's right from the beginning. So clarity and vision also means then new beliefs, new vision, new clarity. So some of the beliefs you may have now, it may be very beneficial for you to let go of some old beliefs in order to make way for new beliefs. You really got to open your mind up. And with some of the experiences and clients that I have had, and even some of the students that we either at Kripalu, one in particular, or some of the clients that I have calling me now, it's very interesting some of the beliefs that they have that are not serving them at all. They are just strictly defense mechanisms that they are so deeply holding on to. If you've got to hold on to a belief with two hands and so deeply, and you find yourself needing to defend it, that chances are is a belief you're supposed to let go of. And the only reason why you're holding on to it is because you're comfortable with it. We never, ever, ever have to grasp tightly to a belief we really believe. Let me say that again. You never have to grasp tightly to a belief you really believe. You also never have to try to prove this belief that you believe in it. You never have to argue with somebody to show and give evidence as to why you believe in it. A true belief that you have that is valuable and good speaks for itself. It gives you power. It gives you strength. It gives you fortitude. It gives you passion. Now, there is a difference in standing with your belief and fighting for your belief. Okay. We've seen a lot of that, you know, wars and stuff like that, that people actually, including us, America, have gone to war to battle their beliefs of freedom and liberty and all of that. Well, the battle itself was not necessarily a good way to go. I don't believe that we should have been in battle for anything. We were told that. Once we went down that slippery slope, we couldn't go back. You know, once you start fighting for something with weapons and killing people, then the process of always having to fight for something stands in order to stop all war. See, people want peace. They just don't understand how to get peace. You know how you get peace? You put down your weapons. That's how you get peace. You stop fighting. Now, in the process of that, can some of us get killed? Yeah, absolutely. Gandhi knew that. Gandhi knew he would get beaten down and possibly even get killed, which he was. He was assassinated, right? He was shot. Martin Luther King was assassinated. He knew too. But he also knew that the only way that we were going to walk forward, as with all of our spiritual leaders, even Jesus said, "He who lives by the sword shall die by the sword." We need to put our weapons down and we can't be afraid to die. Two things. Put your weapons down and don't be afraid to die, because we don't die. Only our physical bodies die, right? If you really think about it, right now, so much of the fear that people are expressing in their responses and reactions to each other is all based about protection. I'm going to protect, I have to protect me. I have to protect my possessions. I've got to protect my money from the people who want to take it away from me and tax me. I have to protect my life, which is the reason why I have to have these guns. It's the most ridiculous thing. The Second Amendment is the right to bear arms, but nobody is paying attention to the rest of the Second Amendment, the right to create and form a militia and bear arms. And that was created not so that we can constantly have guns in our homes. That was created during the Revolutionary War. And we didn't have a grand military as we have now. And so they were needing people and communities and towns to form militias to help fight in the Revolutionary War. Okay, so what they're saying by leaving that in the Constitution right now, well, we're basically giving permission to all these arbitrary groups who want to walk around carrying an arm so that they can protect themselves. What are you protecting yourself from? You cannot walk a spiritual path with the concept of protection to start with. So we got to lay down our arms. And what am I saying is you got to lay down some of your beliefs that you're holding on to that are protecting you. And again, when you have to prove something so strong, so outwardly with your neighbor that, just the fact that you have to prove something is not necessarily a strong belief for you to hold on to. So I want you to think about that in the year 2020. Lay down old beliefs to get new, stronger, and better beliefs. The other thing about the year 2020 is the power and the energy behind it. It is all about fulfillment. Fulfillment of passions, fulfillment of purpose, fulfillment of dreams. Now is the time to create a dream and know it and define it more than any other time. Now is the time to allow the feeling of a purpose to surface, or desire, whatever it is that you would like to pursue in your life or have happen to your life and with your life. Now is the time to start looking at that, because the energy behind the year 2020 is to catapult us forward into fulfillment and into fulfilling that dream. And your astrologers and everybody is already talking about that. So that is the one of the vital things of understanding. So you want to understand that 2020 is about new, clear vision. You cannot have clear vision with old, clouded beliefs. So you need to get rid of that. Consider it like it's as long as we're talking about vision and insight in 2020, let's continue with the metaphors, the eye metaphors. Consider any of your old beliefs as cataracts or even glaucoma, but cataracts. Cataracts is a cloud as you get older that comes across your vision and it starts clouding your vision and you don't see clear anymore. It looks like you're looking through a dirty window or dirty glass or a milky glass, depending upon how bad your cataracts is, right? So a lot of going through life is about looking through a different pair of eyes and glasses, and some of us can have cataracts. That's what again, I'll use the quote, Jesus said, remove the speck from your eye before you notice the speck in another person's eye. What was he talking about? That speck, that piece of cataracts that is keeping you from seeing correctly. Not just seeing fault, but the way you're filtering your vision, right? When you look at a person and you're ready to judge him, you're judging him based on the way you see life, the way you see this person, and also and mostly the way you see yourself. So clear that up, remove that speck, remove that cataract from your eye, and bo- or both of them, and you will see clearer. So that's what you want to do. Get rid of and clear out of the closet, which is what we always do at the beginning of the year, right? That's one of the resolutions that so many people make. I'm going to clear my home. Well, there's actually a program online now, a full year program. I don't have the link to it. My wife does. She had mentioned it to me. It's a full year program of clearing internally and clearing your home, that each week you actually set a goal of something new you're going to clear. It may even amount to each day, but it's a long monthly commitment of doing nothing but clearing. I think it's a fabulous idea. I'm going to be doing clearing, which we're going to do naturally anyway. So a new year tends to promote things like that. And that's the reason why I did one of my programs like that at the end of the year, is to help people step into the new year with a new vision and a new insight. But you can do that on your own. So clear out some of your old beliefs, right? Things that are clouding your vision and getting in the way. And when we come back from the commercial, we got a commercial break coming up now. It's the half hour. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about why it is so important to go along with this flow and go along with the process. Because if you don't, well, we'll talk about if you don't once we get back. So this is Vincent Jenna and the Stop Stopping Yourself show. And we're talking about how to step into the year 2020 the correct way to catapult you into fulfilling your entire life. And it can happen this year, not just small, but big. I will see you on the other side of the commercial. Thank you for joining me today. And stay tuned for more.
All are welcome. We're glad you found us. Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
Okay, we are back and fully live, not partially live, totally live. I'm glad you joined us, and I'm glad you are hanging in there for all those who did. This is Vincent Jenna, and we are doing the Stop Stopping Yourself show, and we've been talking about the year 2020 and why it is so important to step into it the right way, the correct way. There are so many different philosophies and concepts you will hear, whether it be in the New Thought, in the Old Age, New Age, metaphysical, spiritual realms, that sometimes can be confusing, you know? And one of those is, well, there really is no right and wrong. Well, yeah, okay. You know, if you are trying to slip your shoes onto your hands in order to walk, yeah, that's a choice. Can we say that there really is no wrong way to put on a shoe? That there's no wrong way to put on your pants? That there's no wrong way to eat food? You know, you can either eat it through your mouth or you can suck it through your nose. No, I think we get a little bit carried away with what words we shouldn't use. All right. And here's the thing. One of the greatest things about all humans that we discovered very early on is that each and every one of us knows the difference between right or wrong. So then, of course, we were told there is no such thing once we became spiritual between right or wrong. And actually, all right, we want to use better words. Let's use higher consciousness and lower consciousness. There is a difference between higher consciousness and higher choices and lower choices. And each one is going to have a result, okay? So when you're stepping into the year 2020, you're either going to step into it with higher choices or lower choices, okay? That doesn't sound as right. I'm just going to go and say you're going to step into it it the right way or you're going to step into it the wrong way. And we're going to talk about the wrong way in just a minute. I do have a caller that I do want to bring on. I'm always excited when I have a caller and want to be able to help everybody and answer questions. So right now, I'd like to bring on the air, Mallory, you are on the air with Vincent Jenna. Thank you for calling in. How can I help you today?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm just so excited.
Oh, I'm glad you are excited. You're stepping into 2020 already the correct way with excitement. Good for
this
you.
Is wonderful. Yeah, I'm a brand new listener. I just found Unity Radio, and I just have been so drawn to your show. So I'm really like starstruck and excited right now. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for that. And let me just say something, okay?
Yeah.
There is the reason why we do become starstruck and why we can relate to maybe one speaker rather than the other is because those qualities you notice in me that you like are the qualities of you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're a star too. So I can't wait to hear what you have to say. And just remember that about yourself as well. Okay, Mallory?
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's very kind for you to say. I really resonate so much with the shows I've listened to of yours and what you're talking about. I feel like I know on a deep level, I know to be true. I believe in the law of attraction. I really believe what you're saying. I know that 2020 can really be all that I want for it to be. And what I really want to break free from, what I really would love, you know, your insight on, is I feel like I continue to, and my husband and I as well, we continue to find ourselves really stuck when it comes to finances. There's a lot of areas in our life that, you know, we hold a lot of gratitude for. There's so many ways in which, you know, our lives are thriving in other ways, like we have a beautiful family and things like that. But, you know, we each grew up with our own struggles with finances, and we're continuing to kind of see that replicated in our life, even though we're working hard. And for me, sometimes it's hard to not compare to everybody else, right, and see what they all have and see what it feels like as everyone around us is buying the house and has the money and has, you know, the affluence and the abundance that they want, and feeling like we're just still kind of stuck with what we have. And I hate feeling that way because I feel like it doesn't really match me on a vibrational level. It just, I don't know if it's an old way of thinking or what it is, but it just feels like this block and like I'm limiting really what I want to be allowing to just flow for us for
absolutely.
So I would love
absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Let me help you with that. And Mallory, what is so great about your question and what you want help in is I will tell you that there is a majority of people and listeners right now wanting to hear exactly what I'm going to say to you because they need to apply it too. Okay. Especially with finances. First of all, one of the things that you said, I just want to adjust so you don't keep saying it. There is absolutely nothing wrong with seeing somebody else's life. We naturally compare ourselves with it. We use it as a barometer at times. Now, no, you know, we were just on a cruise and we were in some islands and these people are floating around in these gigantic yachts. I can turn around and say, oh man, I'm so unsuccessful. I would love a yacht like that. And no, that's not what we need to do. But what we do need to see is, wow, if one person is capable of achieving a yacht and that abundance and status, so is anybody else, okay? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. when you see that your neighbor has it, yes, it is going to remind you that, all right, something is getting in your way and stopping you from having it. Now, unless you see things like that, you won't even pay attention to that. So when we can't go blindly through life, we're going to see. What you don't want to do then is to be condemning yourself for not being there. All right. So be cautious with that. But I will tell you this right away. Yes, you are working and doing great spiritual work on the law of attraction. But both you and your husband need to break the greatest habit of all between the two of you. because of your stories and where you come from, you develop the unconscious belief that you don't deserve to thrive and be abundant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are we always taught? Money is hard to come by. And when you say, and I can tell it in your voice when you said it, that you're counting your blessings and you're so grateful for them. You're not grateful for your blessings because you created them.
Mm.
You're grateful for your blessings because you feel fortunate you even got them.
Mm.
There's a difference in that. Okay. And I just did this in part of my talk about abundance when I did the Spirit at Sea talk. It's the way we ask for things, and the way we were taught to ask for things was always with the understanding of you're so fortunate to be receiving this. Like when we were kids and we had food on the table, and it's like we were told right away, you better eat all of that stuff because people in third world nations, they don't even have that food. You are very fortunate to have that food. And Lord knows if we asked for more, you should be satisfied with what you have. What do you mean you want more? And we naturally, children want more. I want another cookie. And no, you can't have another cookie. Be grateful that you had one. What is that saying to us?
Right.
The message behind that is, boy, we got to be good slobs in order to be deserving of any of these blessings in life. Otherwise, I'm not going to get them.
Yeah.
Upon your creation, you were already deserving of it. There is absolutely nothing you need to do to be deserving of any of the blessings. Even at Thanksgiving, all we keep being told is we got to say thank you. We got to be grateful. We got to be grateful. But you're not understanding what you need to be grateful for. You need to be grateful for your choices. You need to be grateful for who you've wanted to grow to be. You and your husband, having come from such a hard place, should be glorifying in the people you are choosing to be. Don't you understand that others who have come from your place are the ones that are choosing to rob each other, to kill each other, to hurt each other, to lash out at others? You did not choose that. And nobody made you make the higher choice. You did that. Okay, so when you're looking at your blessings, you got to look at your husband and you and go, you know what? We're pretty damn good people. You know,
you need to pat
yourselves on the back. That's the only thing you're missing. So no more money is going to come to you any more than you believe you deserve it because of who you are. So it's like the universe going, I'd like to give you more, but you're only wanting this much and you don't even know that you can make that. And so you're limiting yourself because you don't even know you're doing that.
Yeah, it absolutely feels limiting. And it feels kind of we're like, I don't want to say addicted, but kind of you really used to and accustomed to the struggle, just the struggle of paycheck to paycheck. And will we have enough this month? And that constant phrasing, that rote phrasing.
Oh, of, yeah.
We can't afford that.
But the thing is, Mallory, what's interesting, you're only praying for enough.
Yeah.
You've never asked for more. I know that. I've just been told. Archangel Michael said they never ask for more.
Okay.
Why would you get more? Because if you really think about it, your prayer is we'd really like enough to buy a nice home. Now, it doesn't have to be a real big home or a mansion.
Right. I keep scaling it down. I'm like, we can even make
I don't want to sound ungrateful. I don't want to sound gluttonous. Oh, gluttony. Gluttony. See, the seven deadly sins... actually a bad understanding also, because it makes it like vanity. It makes us feel we're not supposed to appreciate the way we look because that's the sin vanity. No, it's not. The sin is not believing you look good. So you work real hard and you only care about doing everything you can to look good only because you don't believe you do. The sin of gluttony is constantly shoving things around you and hoarding things because you don't believe you really deserve. And so what you're going to do is grasp on and hoard as much as you possibly can to compensate for that belief. And that's what the sin is. A narcissist constantly needs to feed his or her ego because they don't have an ego. And so they're feeding it, and they need to tear down everybody else in order to make themselves feel better about themselves. So it's not the hoarding, it's the feeling behind what's making you hoard. So wanting more money is not being gluttonous or selfish. It's like, it's because I can have more money because it is abundant. It is out there. It's the funny thing is when the United States, the financial department, the federal department, when they need more money, all they do is they go to their making bank and they say, make more.
Right.
And now they got it. Then they add it to the debt, but they make it as much as they want. Or Bitcoin. There is no such thing as a Bitcoin. There is no such thing. It's all electronic, and it's an illusion in everybody's head, but somebody is keeping count of it and as if it's worth something. If you threw away the actual physicality of money, we would have less of a problem thinking there's not enough of it.
Yeah.
So there's plenty out there. And other people know, and I'm going to tell you right now, Mallory, this is what happened to me. I will share it with everybody. They're going to find out anyway. I have never in the years that I have been doing this ever increased my fees for doing readings. Well, costs have gone up and I substantially had to increase my fees. And I still offer for people, I mean, those who have come to me before, I offer special discount. And for those that are financially have problems, I will help. But for the most part, I increased. And with the belief of that, it wasn't going to cause a problem at all. And it didn't. Nobody stopped making appointments with me. They just continued to make the appointments. If you are comfortable with it and you believe it and you believe you deserve it, it will come. And that's what you need to do. You need to believe you deserve it. 2020 is about that. I will say this, Mallory, and I need you and the rest of the listeners to hear this. This was what I was going to go into, how not to step into 2020. If you do not change your negative beliefs, the power of 2020 moving forward is likened to you stepping in the greatest sports car and putting your foot full blast on the accelerator pedal. That is the power of 2020. However, what negativity and doubt and fear will do is like now pressing on the brake at the exact same time. So what you're going to cause is this horrible friction and this jamming so that any of the issues you have now, if you are not letting go of them, will come tenfold, 100-fold. Become a problem. Okay. So you need to, at this point, you and your husband need to absolutely 100% put the work in. Now we deserve abundance, unlimited abundance. As a matter of fact, we deserve so much money. We'll have enough to give out to other people to be able to be generous. We'll help our family members. Money is coming to us. It's thriving. It's already here. We're only seeing what our past, we're not seeing our present and our future, because if we did, we'd see the money that's already here. We are only seeing the habit, the lack, and you've got to change the lack. And I know when you look in your bank account and you see zero, you don't see any money in there.
Or exactly. The debt
or the bill or anything like that. Yeah. That is an illusion. That is an illusion because, believe it or not, Mallory, and this is not to say what's going to happen, but just to show you, if you were to die tomorrow, so would that debt. Okay. So if it was a real debt, it would stay there forever.
Right.
But it's not, because what do? They write, oh, she died. Up, oh, Brit, write it off. It's gone.
Right.
It's gone. Right. They don't. There's only certain things in the government. It's actually student loans, which they got to let go of, where they can actually come after somebody else for the student loan. But a hospital bill, a charge card bill, unless there's a co-signer on it, that bill goes away. So it's an illusion to start with. So therefore, if it's an illusion to start with, you can go from $0 in the bank to $1 million in the bank overnight without even knowing where the $1 million came from. And I'm not saying that fictitiously, because that has happened to so many people. They get checks in the mail that they expected, an insurance company. I just got that. There was a class action suit against a company that I was working for, because they didn't put in enough money to, you know, based on the 401k, whatever it was. And we all got a check in the mail. It was like, oh, wow. And then the state contacts me and says, oh, by the way, we have some unclaimed funds here. Is this you? And I had to prove that it was me. And they sent me a check for a couple of $100s. I'm like, holy crap, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, abundance flows to me. Okay.
It does work. But the problem is, you must believe you deserve it. You can't believe. Listen, everybody, when I say this, and Mallory, tell your husband and replay this for him. You cannot believe in the concept. You must believe in you. And applying the concept, that is two different things. All right? Because if you just believe in the concept, you'll watch it work for everybody else. If you believe that you deserve and that you are the concept, then you will watch the concept and the principle work for you. You are abundance. You do not have to create it. You are abundance. You deserve abundance. Whatever it is that you seek in life, you already are. You're just not seeing it. So right now, you are believing you are lack. Not that you have lack. You are believing you are lack, Mallory. And so is your husband. And that is the only fault the two of you have in not having the abundance you deserve. Now we believe you're abundant. And if you really look at your lives, you will see the abundant things you've done. The people you have loved, the love you have shared, the steps you have taken to try to grow. That's abundance. And when you start looking at that, you will see all aspects of your life: abundance in love, abundance in health, abundance in vocation, and abundance in finances increase by themselves.
Okay.
Put that out there. The opportunities are coming. Abundance is here. It's all about 2020. Be excited that you're finally getting rid of this. We're clearing house. What's your husband's name?
Michael.
Michael and Mallory, M&Ms, okay?
Yes.
M&M, we are clearing house, honey. We got all of this crap out of the closet. Oh, by the way, get those bills out of the way and write on them, these are God's bills, not mine. How fabulous, because every time you write a check, you're writing, look at what I created and manifested to myself to be able to pay this bill. I'm so grateful for the choices I have made. And release the bill and pay the bill with the gratitude of life. Now, I had to learn that a lot. We finally came to a point of we were making all the money to pay the bills, but we were never making enough above that. And so I was like, wait a minute, you know, we have to believe we're more deserving than that in order to make the money above that. And that's not being selfish and that's not being greedy. That's being reasonable.
Yeah.
And then more comes, all right? So I promise you that use 2020 to get ahead. You're going to be noticing some increase in, a matter of fact, in February, I'm seeing checks and money coming in the mail and being offered to you, and offerings of making more than you're making right now. So just go with it. Have the faith that you're doing the right thing and be grateful for who you are, Mallory. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Keep listening, and we'll talk again sometime. Don't be afraid to call again.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Okay, so I was telling you, I started to tell Mallory that let's finish up the rest of this hour. That was actually perfect. Let's finish this up on why it is so important for 2020. If you are caught in illness and you are not getting over it, if you are caught in financial turmoil, if you are caught in unfulfilling desires and dreams and passions, if you're in a job that you don't like, anything that seems negative and you stay there, if you have judgment issues, if you have bad feelings towards a neighbor, you have problems with forgiveness, I am telling you right now, your non-going with the flow is going to create such a friction and inflammation in your life that your life will explode and implode, literally, okay? That the slightest little thing will turn into a molehill, a mountain. I'm promising you that. It'll start as a molehill, it'll end up. I already had that. One of our home group members said that a client of his within 2020 had some tiny problem that turned into the entire company losing power, losing millions of dollars because of some very small issue. You all need to walk the path. And you need to do it now, okay? You can't wait. You can't try to figure out, well, if this is a philosophy that I really want to believe in. We know the difference between thinking high and thinking low. Anything that creates anger, anything that creates a negative, a fear within you, a distrust, a lack of, you're wanting to judge your neighbor, you're wanting to hurt your neighbor, you're wanting to support lack of values in the world, you're wanting to support some political belief that is chaotic, that is not about equality, that is not about humans, then you are in trouble this year, okay? Because then that means you're going against the positive flow of where we're supposed to be going. You're going against the energy. It's like taking a canoe and working against the rapids instead of flowing with it and getting through it. Yes, you do still need to direct your life, which is why you need desires, you need dreams, you need a place you want to go. And that will take you through 2020. So go with the flow, relax, start trusting who you are. You're a magnificent being. Start believing you're deserving of abundance in all aspects of your life. And get in a path. Listen to Unity Online Radio. Go to a spiritual center, be it Science of Mind, be it Unity Philosophy. I happen to love Unity Philosophy and Science of Mind. Go learn. Keep yourself in that realm. Walk the path, and you will experience a year unlike any other year that you've experienced. We can start to begin to see healing on this planet, an ending of corruption and ending of bad power. So go with the flow. This is Vincent Jenna. You're listening to Stop Stopping Yourself and Become Unstoppable. And stay tuned for some of the other wonderful and great luminaries. Dr. Dream, Kelly Sullivan Walden is coming up right after me. Temple Hayes after her. Diane Ray is in a couple of hours. So you are listening to a great place. Come back here. Listen. Open your heart and experience the magnificence of who you are. Thank you for joining me today. I can't wait. Remember, next week is about you. Call in. And I'll see you all next week. Have a fabulous week. Love to everybody. Bye-bye now from Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
Thanks for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Intuition is our spiritual GPS and the single best tool that we have for navigating our lives. I'm Victoria Shaw, and on my Intuitive Connection podcast, I will share with you the ways to connect with your intuition and awaken the gifts of your soul. In each episode, I'll draw on my own intuitive gifts and my training as an Ivy League trained counselor and psychologist to help support you in reaching your highest potential. Start listening now on Mind Body Spirit FM Podcast Network or wherever you find your podcasts.